Hey, you are listening to IELTS with Vian, and this is Vian. If you are new, I would like to introduce a little bit about myself. My name is Vian, and I have been teaching English for 7 years, and I have been teaching IELTS for 6 years. I have taken IELTS 3 times, and in 2 times, I got 8.5. I'm very happy to say that I am a freelance English teacher, and I am very happy to inform you that if you want to follow the path of teaching English as a second language or teaching English as a foreign language, I also have courses about this, and I also have free webinars, how to become an EFL, English as a foreign language teacher. Check it out on my website, infiniteenglishes.com. And this is IELTS with Vian. Thank you very much for joining me today. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about comparing in IELTS because comparing is irreplaceable in IELTS. So for that reason, I will provide you a few common but powerful ways to present comparisons. For your information, this is very useful for both academic and general training IELTS. So stay with me. So, when you want to talk about two different things, there are a few expressions you can use. The first one is a comparison between A and B. For example, a comparison between traveling by train and traveling by plane would make a long list. Another expression you can use is differences between A and B. For example, the differences between a paper bag and an ebook are significant. You can also use draw an analogy between A and B when you want to talk about principles or ideas. For example, the chance to make friends draws an analogy between homeschooling and joining a school. That is when you want to talk about two different things. Now, if you want to talk about two different cases, examples, or aspects of the same thing, you can use a comparison of A. For example, there has been a comparison of different teaching approaches when it comes to preschool education. Another expression you can also use is differences in X between A and B. There were numerous differences in the structure between school A and school B. In both cases, whether you're talking about two different things or you're talking about two different aspects of the same thing, you can use A in comparison with B, A compared to B, or A compared with B. For example, homeschooling is more flexible and convenient for parents and children in comparison with, compared to, or compared with attending classes. Now, when you want to indicate that there is indeed a difference, you can use A as compared to B. For example, the number of tourists visiting the island increased significantly from 2000 to 2005 as compared to the figure of 5 years prior. Another nice way to compare something with something is A is different from B, or A differs from B. For example, taking an overseas business trip is different from going on a vacation abroad. Although people often combine the two by spending some time visiting the place after the work has been done, the effect usually differs from a non-work holiday. When you want to talk about a difference between two similar things, you can use a distinction between A and B. For example, there was a sharp distinction between this school site in 2004 and 2014. So I think that's all for today. I have shared quite a few expressions, and I hope that you learned something new today in this episode. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of comparing in IELTS, especially in IELTS writing. If you are still struggling, you can join my classes and workshops. And if you do not have time, feel free to contact me because I do have writing correction services as well as speaking evaluation. So I have services for everyone, you know, with all the timings and all very, very convenient, okay? And also, if you are looking for an opportunity to become an English teacher, I do also offer teacher training courses, so join me. For now, teacher training is completely free for everyone. Join my webinars. I will show you everything that you need to become an English teacher, and especially to become an English teacher that can sustain their life through teaching, as well as be in control. Okay, so I will either see you in my classes or see you in my webinars. Thank you very much for joining me today again, and I will see you in another episode. Have fun learning. Bye.